Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 23rd episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
How are you, Murat?
I'm good. And you? This time I asked.
Yes, and also in the worst time as possible because I was sipping my coffee.
You were expecting for me to give a longer
exactly, longer as answer. Always, yeah. But instead, no. I'm fine. Yesterday, I had like a kind of a spike of depression due to the weather because mm-hmm. it was raining like it was no
tomorrow,
future.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I don't know, I felt so down after 3-4 days of sun. Finally, my mood was better and suddenly, mm-hmm. yeah, everything was gone. Canceled and I just want to kill myself. Today is a little bit better, but still, I can't wait that the sun will come back. But I saw the weather is already changed. Tomorrow, there should be a little bit of sun as well. Yeah.
I think this was like a small, how to say, a weather change for a couple of days only.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's like a passage of the these clouds or the heavy weather, because it's really hard to breathe.
Yeah, indeed.
Even it's not that hot. It's like 16, 18 degrees, but I get sweaty just by sitting.
Yeah, we have a guest today, so it should not be so noisy in the microphone, or...
We will see, but maybe just...
Because of the birds, right?
Yeah, she's having a fight with them, generally.
But sometimes I wish I could be a dog, honestly.
Believe me, each day when I see her, I want to be a dog.
Yeah, but anyway, except this sounds... do you think it would be too much? Okay, yeah. So after what are you doing? First the dog, now the chairs. Okay, today is an episode like this.
Yeah.
We put the dog in prison for half an hour.
1 hour, yeah.
What were we talking about?
About the weather.
The weather, yes, and how to be a dog in 2021. Yeah. I guess that this is... No, last year was the best year for dogs, actually.
This year also quite good. Yeah? She's always with us. We are at home. She has, I think, the most amount of walk she ever had.
Yeah.
And all kinds of games.
So I guess it also is the same for the other dogs.
Yeah.
Super humid and you cannot really breathe outside. Thank God there are 18 degrees at least.
Mm-hmm.
But let's hope that they would... The
yesterday it was 28. Yesterday, literally, I was not able to leave.
Really?
Before the rain starts... In the afternoon, it was 27, 28 degrees.
But I didn't feel really the humid, but I realized that I was wetting more than normal when I went by bike to work and the other way around. But I saw that because I'm out of shape, not because of the air.
No, well, yesterday I went out to go to a physiotherapist, and I walked maybe 10 meters and I was all sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Then it's really the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's see. I hope tomorrow will be a little bit better. Actually, I just want to do shopping.
I think we just need some breeze. And if we have like some wind, it will also disperse the humidity.
Yeah. Yeah, for the rest, I've seen that guess who is start to publish the lineup for 2021, mm-hmm. the festival, mm-hmm. the edition. But for the rest, I did not see so much going on. You mentioned the last time. I don't remember if you mentioned the last time.
Dynamo will take place.
Okay, uh-huh. Yeah. And nothing else.
Yeah, again, all the rules are implying, so you need to get tested. When mm-hmm. you buy the ticket, you also buy a test, and they forward you to a test center.
Mm-hmm.
You get tested before 1 or 2 days before the concert, and you bring your certificate.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to do.
Okay. But let's see, we have a lot of hope for these vaccines. Let's hope that at least September, October, we can go. Yeah. Oh, no, actually, there's another festival that published the lineup. It's the Soul Crush in Nijmegen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Soul Crush, isn't it a closed indoor festival?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. I think it's in October or November. October, okay. I want to see if how is the situation in that month, mm-hmm. if it's still good and they don't cancel, probably I will go, because I saw the lineup and I don't remember what is inside, but I remember that they said, okay, it's cool.
Mm.
So
well, that I can also go. I was thinking to go to Dinamo, because mm-hmm. this week I will be back from Turkey, so I still can go,
mm-hmm.
Planning wise, and it's an open air festival.
Yeah.
So let's see. I am still in between, because if I go to Dinamo, the second part of my vaccination won't be done yet.
Mm-hmm.
For Soul Crash, if it's in October, I think then I will be fully vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah, the only question is, okay, how will be in a close space? Mm-hmm. But this is the same question I have for, like, Guess Who.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely, if I see that the numbers are not increasing, everything is under control, I am vaccinated, I think I will go, mm-hmm. and I will try to slowly... come back to normal routine.
Le Guess Who was in Utrecht, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So also there you can choose, you can be in Tivoli, and then, okay, it's more crowded, but you can also spend a night in a bar and then there are less people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. They also did a version, a small version last year, but mm-hmm. it didn't go. It was really, really, really small. I think that they took like 3 or 4 bars. There were not so many people and so mm-hmm. on. I don't think it was successful, but they wanted to do something. Actually, they didn't even call the edition the Guess Who. It was something else.
I see.
Just to keep the continuity, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the Guess Who. You can find everything from... I got to listen the first time Violent Magic Orchestra in the Guess Who.
Mm-hmm.
I think the place is called 100 Decibel, and there is also like a rehearsal room in Utrecht.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool. So you could... You can have like metal stuff or crazy stuff from one side, and you can listen to classic
mm-hmm.
music in another place. So you can really listen to so everything. Many other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anything else to mention?
Well, I think nothing much.
Yeah.
It's still the big festivals. They won't happen in 2021. So the one in the Belgium.
Graspop
won't happen. The Nijmegen Fortarock won't happen.
Also Fortarock.
I never saw any news about them.
I have no clue what Wacken is doing, honestly.
Wacken is in September, right?
No, it's all in
October.
August.
August. Oh.
Yeah, I think it's the first week of August. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not see anything on Facebook. Yeah. I didn't even check the website.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it will happen for sure.
Me neither. Yeah.
But I was expecting like a communication or something like mm-hmm. this. I saw that Radar Festival, the one that I went 2019, it was the first edition, they postponed again
mm-hmm.
for simply the fact that they don't have enough money to take the risk mm-hmm. not to run the festival. So yeah, let's hope that they will still have possibility to run it next year. But
it was in England, right?
Yeah.
Radar. Well, in England, I saw that in the last football games in Premier League, there were also some supporters. So I thought that it was doing quite good.
Oh no, but they explained that the problem is if they book like bands and stuff, even like outside UK, mm-hmm. outside Europe, if then they start to close the border again, then
they cannot afford it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they will lose other money. So in order not to do this, they postpone another year, okay. hoping that then everything is stable.
So either it will be only a UK bands, or
they
cannot
don't
just take risk to book other bands.
Yeah, okay. Also because, you know, they just started. They had the first edition that was okay. I mm-hmm. think that maybe they had like a little bit of... they lost a little bit of money, but not so much. Also mm-hmm. because they keep it small, so it was okay. But it's not that you are a Wacken and you have 30 years of, success that you mm-hmm. can manage to lose money from time to time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good idea, the fact that they just want to wait.
Mm-hmm.
The question is if they will be able to do it after, because mm-hmm. in 1 year, I don't know how will be the industry.
Yeah, true.
It's always the same question. And since we start this podcast, we discuss about how we look like after this.
Mm-hmm. And I think we still don't know how it will look.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's more than 1 year that we don't actually know what will happen. Yeah.
Well, I thought that it can be an opportunity for artists to directly reach their fans, like via the social media or YouTube, etc. But I think that failed miserably. Because it really, to watch your artists in YouTube doesn't give you that excitement to watch them live.
But have you heard that Nightwish actually did a virtual experience and it was extremely successful?
I heard it, but I didn't know what was the concept behind it. But like Nightwish, they also have so much hardcore fans that whatever they would do, it would be more or less successful, in my opinion.
I saw some premiere and it also looks pretty good. The 3D stuff that they did, the environment and so on, it looks pretty good. Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. But yeah, I didn't hear anyone that actually did like a successful live or even Lepros, they were pushing so much, but at the end, I don't think that they did so great numbers.
I think it wasn't that good.
No, I don't know this, but yeah, I mean, at the end you can do like Roadburn, you give the stage, people are playing, there's enough room, and then there's some technician and they wear a mask, it's completely fine. But it's the same as when you buy the DVD of the past edition of Wacken or whichever other festival.
It is much better because you have like 100,000 people singing with you.
Yeah, also the atmosphere is different, so yeah. I don't know. Let's see. I'm really curious to see how this autumn will go. In the meantime, there's few places are playing, at least here in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I heard. I didn't find anything really interesting that I said, I want to join for this summer. But let's see.
Yeah, as far as I know, in the winter, all the concerts are still in place in Amsterdam Arena. In O2 Arena, I guess. So all the big bands, I think they will have their concerts as planned.
Manowar?
I think not. I didn't see them.
Oh damn it! We need to check their webpage. Yeah. We need to see them as soon as everything comes back to normal. We will go and see Manowar.
Yes.
We'll be Manowar. So
and what was the other band that we wanted to
Danzig?
See?
Danzig.
No. Panther, Steel Panther.
Oh, Steel Panther, yes. Yeah. We need to have like an interview with the singer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And Poison, if possible. After that many episodes about the guy.
Oh, yeah.
If they go to a tour again in Europe, I will go VIP ticket.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But do you think that he would be happy to discuss about his TV series?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he did like three or four edition of it. So means
maybe
that
he's happy.
He found like four women of his life or stuff like
this. In 4 years.
Yeah, and then he stopped. I don't know why. Probably because he realized that he could find every...
I think it's because of the ratings, let's be honest.
No, yeah, I wanted to make a joke, but I don't know to say like connected soul. I don't know if he's also...
He had this special connection.
Yeah, so only for four girls and then he didn't find anything else.
The fifth girl didn't happen, you say.
But you know the crazy one, Lacey, you can still find her. She's running a podcast too.
Maybe we should contact her and...
Can you imagine?
Ask her to come to our podcast.
But we need to record in the night,
For me, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Because or maybe it's better that we record in the daylight so that she's quite scary, I would say.
No, the thing is that...
She is in USA.
Exactly.
I know.
It's not... I mean, we're not making a video with Lacey. Come on.
For me, it's okay.
Okay, but anyway, what
I will contact her.
I think
she will appreciate our offer. Okay.
So what are we talking about today?
Yeah, we will talk about... it will be an episode about Saint Serena again.
Saint Serena. Our favorite...
So basically, we will talk about, again, the... hardship of being a metalhead in relationships.
Yes.
And this episode, we said that we devoted, again, our Saint Serena to give us the pitfalls that the male metalheads do. And how to avoid those.
Okay, in general.
Yeah.
But we keep it really general today.
Well, we started to discuss this about this app, Tinder. Yeah.
I see that you're married.
Yeah, well, I'm married in 2000. 15, I guess the Tinder appeared after that.
I think so, yes. I started to use it in... No, wait. I started to use it in 2016, yes.
So let's say... But I've been dating AJ since 2013.
Yeah, so
yeah.
At least you're loyal.
Yeah, I'm loyal. Yeah. So let's start with that. So if a metalhead male wants to create a Tinder profile, what should he avoid?
Okay, so first of all, we need to have the big question. That is, do you want to connect with metalheads or non-metalheads ladies?
As a guy, I say he doesn't care.
Okay, okay. Then I would suggest not to really care about the non-metalhead. Sorry, the metalhead category. Mm-hmm. That it means that if you, my friend, have like long hair, probably you are bald in the middle, and then you have long hair. Please go to hairdresser and then cut everything. It's much better if you stay bald instead of to have like this cognitive dissonance. I don't know if I call it, can call it like this, but I hate it so much. First of all,
I think for the thumbnail of this episode, we can use that photo that I showed you of Devin Townsend. Of course, we don't talk about him, but to give an example about this,
we put it in the frame of Tinder. Yeah. Yes, can you imagine create a profile in Tinder with the picture of Devin Townsend there, and you just pretend to be Devin Townsend?
I think five girls would know him or not.
No, probably not even five, yeah. But okay.
Okay, so one question again coming from my side. Should he state that he's a metalhead or not in the description of his profile?
Remove all the things about music, unless you want to find a lady that listens to the same music as you.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, just say rock. Don't say metal or black metal or death metal, whatever.
I think that would scare off most of the girls, right? To see that black metal, even it would scare me off.
Really?
No, if
my profile is written that I listen to new wave of black metal.
No, but okay, the thing that I would like to say, if black metal is so important to just write it in your Tinder, so it's like one of the five or six things that your future partner, so to say, knows about you, is that you listen to black metal, then I would be a little bit concerned.
But it depends how you look. Because if you look, Brad Pitt and he's written black metal, they will not care. Honestly, I don't even know if some girls know what black metal is.
Yeah, if you... I need to interrupt. If you are super handsome, already the thing everything that you write, it's not that important,
yeah,
I would
exactly
say.
Yeah, exactly. You can so do everything you want.
We are just talking about our average guy. Mm-hmm. So you say that he should avoid to talk about music that much. Okay.
Yes, exactly. So music, even if it's important part of your life, just keep it out from your profile. In case, just mention that, yeah, you like to go to concert and you listen to
or festivals, etc. So as a hobby, because I think it's...
But by the way, didn't finish with the appearance.
With the hair. Sorry.
Because, okay, I said, guys, if you have like hairs, it's fine. Just like long hair are not perceived really well from girls unless they're hipster. So I would recommend to have like a shortcut. Or just be bald if you have like some spot in which you don't have hair anymore. Beard, it's okay, but it needs to be well treated. Like yours, not.
No. Okay.
Okay, so you go
for me, I would find maybe some Viking girls.
Yeah, but okay. It's still always this discussion. If you only want to get in contact with metalheads, then I would suggest to have really like if you're a Viking.
But I think then, sorry to interrupt, but for these, if you want to just interact with metalheads, there are websites for that also.
Yeah, but they don't work really well.
Okay, so Tinder is still better.
I think so. Maybe someone else has another experience, but I tried some of them and honestly it was terrible.
Okay.
But I was saying, like for example, if you're like a Celtic / Viking guy, whatever, then it's nice that you put like, if you used to dress like a Viking, you can put this or like, you know, you show like your nice... horn that you use to drink beer or whatever. This kind of stuff, yeah. Then it's or like your long hair if you have it or stuff like this, yeah. But if you if your goal is just to hit on a girl, don't do it. And if you're too proud to cut your hair, at least make a ponytail. Not a ponytail, but you know when you have like only like a ball at behind your head, something like this, which is okay. I think it's even like a fashion now, so it doesn't bother girls too much. But plain hair is kind of something that is a turn off, let's say.
Okay, well, I don't have hair, so... Yeah, for me, I cannot really say anything.
Or when you have like not so many hair, and then you like you see the skin between one hair and the other, and then you want to have it super long. No, guys, seriously, just cut
so
it.
So if the hair is very thin, you say it's better to cut it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so other than hair and not to mention music, what do you think? Like, what kind of profile picture would attire your attention?
Yeah, this is in general for every guy, not only metalheads. But I would suggest, first of all, you have like a nice picture of you smiling, like only the face. It's okay. Then the second, the third can be like you doing something with your friends or
You have multiple pictures in Tinder.
Yeah, you can put multiple pictures. I didn't know. I will show you my Tinder actually, so you can comment on it. But yeah, you have more more picture. You can even put videos now, and you have space for a description.
Okay. And for instance, I know that you swipe left or right?
Yeah.
So when you swipe, you see all of them, so you can see five pictures and also description, or you just see a very short summary of the profile?
No, first of all, you have a screen in which you have the first picture that it chose to be the first one.
Ah, okay.
Then if you click on the picture, you have like more information, but you can decide directly to swip left or right.
If you are not interested, without clicking, you can just continue.
Exactly.
I thought that the concept of Tinder was that only from one picture you decide that you like it or not. So that's...
No.
I didn't know that you could reach the profile before doing the decision.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And actually there's another thing that we should discuss related to appearance. And it's like the way that you dress in the picture. As we said, if your goal is just to hit on girls, please... If you're a guy that normally goes out with boots and like a t-shirt of Mayhem or whatever, just remove everything and just put like black sneakers and black t-shirt and black jeans is okay.
But would it be honest? Because, for instance, what I would expect if I see the picture or if I would create an account, the pictures that I would put there would be more or less how he or she will see me.
Yeah. I see that you don't care about it then. Yeah. Because normally you try to sell yourself the best as you can.
So it's like creating a CV. So
yeah.
You do like 2 weeks of internship. You write it a work experience as a something expert that you did in high school.
Yeah, okay. But I think it makes sense. The only thing that they don't like, but normally it happens to guys, not to girls, is that girls tend to put a lot of filters.
Oh.
So they look much more beautiful or they change their own shape.
Well, already the makeup is...
Yeah, but then you can imagine on top. So I do understand some guys complain to me that then when they meet in person, the girl was completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of not cheating, but let's say, you know, it's not nice. You're not showing yourself. But for example, I mean, if you put like a picture in which you're dressed in black instead of with the t-shirt of a band, it's like the same when you go out the first date with a girl and you want to impress her. I mean, you dress maybe a little bit better than normal, but it doesn't mean that you don't look comfortable with it.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's the same. And it's not really like I'm not asking to put like, I don't know, like a fancy shirt
or a suit
or whatever. But yeah, we don't want to scare these poor ladies, right? So which is the compromise we can use?
Yeah, and I think this comes back to our discussion in the last episode. So if you really cannot get away from your persona as a black metal, so if you will just put your spikes and your boots, etc., then maybe Tinder is not the best place to find. Or you just have to deal with. So you put your... think like as it is wait for a girl that would like it.
Well, honestly, I'm also thinking right now, if you are like, let's say, a real blackster and you want to find a girl that is also a real blackster, how do you do it? Because you can go to concert and so on, but I don't think that you can find a lot of girls there. So on what you rely on, network maybe. Mm-hmm. But then if you're an expert like us, you're screwed basically. But okay, this is too much maybe. I don't know. I saw some really hardcore Blackster like girl and guy. They're so creepy for me, but they, it looks like that they like each other. So
yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So what to put in the description?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, as I said, mention just you listen to rock, and then yeah, if you really want to put something, put like the most commercial band that you listen to, hoping that one is Metallica, but anyway. sorry. Then yeah, try to be a little bit more polyedric. So okay, music is your life, but besides this, there's something that you also like.
Yeah.
I don't know, playing games. At least it looks like that you're not a complete freak for music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think this would be enough.
Okay, so not to overcomplicate it that much.
No,
and I think really. Some metalheads, they think that to be a hardcore metalhead is so cool, and they think that if they say that they are a real metalhead that listens to bands that only three people listen, they think that all the girls will go crazy because they are so cool. But
I never find someone like this on Tinder.
Even then, I think it's not cool at all.
Mm.
I think no one really cares about what kind of a very specific band you listen. I had a guy in the university in the same class. He was literally going to websites to find bands that least listened, and he was listening to them because he was the other ones were so mainstream.
Yeah, well, we already discussed about the elitarist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
He also made me listen because I was the only other metalhead in the class, so to say. The bands that he listened to, it was so bad. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but one thing is, like, you know, experience, like trying new experience, trying new band, like expand your horizon. This is mm-hmm. this okay, but do it for the sake of, I don't know, say around that you are listening to an underground band. Mm-hmm. There are people like this. I cannot stand them.
Yeah.
So, but normally they are like empty people that they're trying to. I don't know.
Feel this. Well, they want to like shock people with the say or get how to say. They want to get appreciated because they found something very cool.
But
yeah, if a band is listened by seven people and four of them is the band itself, then.
But at least you would be one of their biggest fan.
Yeah. A super fan.
Yeah.
then you can, if they make a Rock of Love, then he can take.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, I was wondering where did I hear this word? Then I remember the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I cannot forget these episodes, the last two episodes.
Yeah, well, we are close to the last one. That's why. Yes.
So, except Tinder, what kind of cheesy things does metalhead guys should avoid?
What do you mean with cheesy things?
Yeah, the thing that is, you know, that most of the metalheads does. And it looks a bit childish.
Oh, in that sense. Yeah, I would honestly, guys, I know that this maybe will break your heart, whatever. But if you're going out with a normal lady, please avoid every shit related to how to dress in a metalhead way or whatever, like spikes or like a t-shirt or even... let's say for the leather jacket, it depends. So if it's like a kind of... standard neutral jacket, it's okay. Mm-hmm. If it's one you know that you see in concert, like really heavy and
spikes, etc.
But you know, like that they're really big and I don't know how to say it, but they're not really, they don't follow the fashion, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Just avoid it. I mean, just put in when you go to concert or you meet your friends, or maybe when you are a little bit further with in the relationship and not the first time that you date someone.
For me, I really like to have my leather jackets. First of all, I also ride motorcycle. My leather jacket looks like a motorcycle jacket without.
Okay, then it's fine.
And I can wear it with everything. With literally with every combination, it goes good.
No, well,
but
I
understand what you meant.
But if you have a motorbike, is a plus. So you can always play on this because apparently girls likes motorbikes. So.
This is also quite interesting. I don't understand why they are so excited about motorcycles.
Me neither. I hate motorbikes.
Actually, as motorcyclists, we are not boring, but we are annoying as fuck. Because when we start about talking about motorcycles, you cannot stop us.
Yeah, I think that they like more how they see themselves on a motorbike.
Yeah, I think this is the concept that, you know, the motorcycle is a free spirit. The motorcyclist goes everywhere, which is true, by the way, because it's much easier with a motorcycle to go places that you literally won't go with your car. You don't want to put your car in those roads. And with motorcycle, you can go, actually. Mm. And you can stop wherever you want to take pictures, to just enjoy the scenery, etc. But other than that, I think... As motorcyclists, we are also like getting advantage of this this view. It's a bit more dangerous, and also I think some people likes that.
But I don't know. But anyway, this okay. Also, there it depends which kind of motorbikes you have, in my opinion. Because if you have something like Harley Davidson, maybe it's too much. But also there are girls that like.
Yeah.
But if you have a more modern motorbike, just show it off and bring your leather jacket and you say, you know why I have leather jacket? Because I have a motorbike. Or use it in a better way. Of course, not like this, but at least it's something that you can use in your own advantage.
I will just add something for the, well, of course, the three metalhead girls that are in the world, I guess. I think the biggest turn off for me is that let's picture this in a festival. The weather is 35 degrees. We are dying. The girl is cute, so she has all kinds of nice or sexy clothing, and she has a big boot in her feet.
Really,
the only thing that I can think of is that how these feet will smell.
Well, it's funny that you said, because I used to do this.
I think it is a, well, maybe it's only me, but only thing that I can think of when I see a girl, even if she is cute as fuck, when I see a big boot, like the soldier boots, in a 35 degrees under the sun, only thing I can think of is that these feet will smell as fuck.
Yeah, okay, but for the rest, I don't know. I found it fashion when I was 15. Now for me, it's like too much because they're so heavy.
For me, it's okay if you just wear it in a normal weather, etc. But first of all, they are so big that you cannot see if there are socks. And what I imagine also, they don't wear socks because it's so...
You make too many assumptions, you know?
But it's just something I would like to just say for the sexy girls in the festivals. I just wear something simple, comfortable, that won't make your feet stinky.
Okay.
But even then, well to be honest, let's be honest, whatever they will do, they will find a mate. If they want,
in a festival. So.
If a girl goes to a festival and wants to find someone to fuck or to just spend the festival, I think in the first 1 hour she can find it.
I don't know. For me, it's always a little bit difficult because you know you're there, but guys are not really. Responsive, let's say.
If you do the first move, I think the guys first they will be stunned, and then when they understand, they would be very happy.
Yeah, but still, you need a lot of alcohol, because the problem is that if they're responsive to some things that you do, like looking at them or whatever, then you feel a little bit more confident, and then I can just, you know, trying to approach them. But if they're even ignoring you when you look at them, or when they look like scared, something like this, you think, okay, this guy doesn't want to interact with me, so you just think, okay, forget it, you know.
Well, I can tell that probably if they seems like ignoring you, probably they are not sure if you are checking or not. That's why.
And then the next time I will spy on them, like I will stalk them, staring at them until they will think I'm creepy or so. Because honestly, I had these difficulties. Or either I wait until like they are super drunk, and then they approach you when they're drunk and they're so annoying. Otherwise, they never do this.
I think you are also quite introvert in these kinds of things. So to be able to do that, I think you need to be very extrovert, and you need to accept that you will do some mistakes in the road.
Maybe.
You are a bit too much perfectionist. Maybe introvert is not the right word, but you are, I think, really looking for the good guy And I know that some people, they just don't care. They go chat. If they don't like, they go chat with another guy.
Oh, I think that I feel too much pressure, you know. If I would be in a normal bar, I would not mind because, yeah, I don't really care about the people that I meet there. But if I'm in a concert and I see a guy that, even except the fact that I consider him attractive or handsome, also listen the same music as me, the pressure would be so much that it would just froze myself.
Why? Well, what kind of pressure you are feeling?
The rejection.
Yeah, this is life, eh? The male CPC, we went through so much rejection that we have a very thick armor, I guess.
Wow. Maybe you're right. Yeah, Let's see.
Because generally the society expects that the guy makes the first move.
But you know, it happened in the past that I approached guys that I liked. Mm-hmm. But also there were the circumstances.
Mm.
So it's not that you are like, you see a guy in a bar and then you walk, at the certain area of the bar in a festival and then you walk through it and then you stare at him and say, hey, I want to speak with you. I want to know you or whatever, you know. So in some situation it happened, like for example, there are these long tables. And then there's like, I don't know, 6 or 7 guys sitting there and they say, guys, I'm alone. Can I sit with you? I don't want to bother you, but I want to sit. And normally they say yes. And if they want to know you, since you already talk with them, they will just answer to you and you start a chat. This I already did. This is actually a trick that you can use also, dear metalhead. But in other situation, like it's kind of I know that I'm the one that said you spiral and then you start to talk. It's true, I can do the same stuff that I'm saying, right? But yeah, I don't know, like you know, always guys are with someone else, like other guys, and it's much more difficult.
I think both worlds have its their own difficulties.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Do you think that in autumn there will be so many people in festival that we start to spiral? Because I thought about it the other day and I said, what about if I go to a concert and I see these guys like moving like a spiral? Yeah. Like, I will start to laugh so much.
Then I think we will be nominated to some kind of an reward or award, maybe Nobel Peace. So.
But it's so fun, seriously. Well, but by the way, we are laughing, but we had so far 2,300 listeners.
Mm.
Well, not listeners, but listens, people that listen. So probably it's the 20 people that listen to all our podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, yeah.
But also there, maybe the first 5 seconds, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yes, so...
One question before closing.
Yes.
What do you think about men with makeup?
No.
Even just no. Eyeliner?
I don't even like girls with makeup, so you can imagine. Mm. I don't know if I reflect the standard taste of a girl.
Well, for me, I also don't like girl with makeup. I understand that some level of makeup, they feel sometimes necessary. For if you go to a fancy place or a wedding, I think it's kind of expected from to be as fancy as possible, so they do makeup. But also with my wife, with Ece, I'm very happy that she doesn't like to wear too much makeup. I totally forget what I was going to say.
You asked me.
Okay. No. Yes, I asked you about the guys about makeup.
Yeah.
I find it not quite nice, but I. In some cases, I think eyeliner at guys can look quite nice. I would totally wear some eyeliner if I was an artist. If I was going to
one
perform.
Thing, yeah, okay. But one thing is on stage and one thing is in your life.
Yeah.
I will never date a guy that wants to put makeup on him.
If you go to a cinema life. Or something.
Yeah, then you know you have discussion with Asians because they said, but you know in Korea guys put makeup. Yeah, okay, I don't like. I mean, is it discrimination? I don't know, but I don't like.
No, it's not discrimination. So you don't date Korean guys and that's good enough.
Yeah, well, no, if it's there's Korean guy without makeup, maybe
then you
yes.
can, of course. But yeah, if it is so common that, yeah, then for you it can be unacceptable.
Yeah, no, no way. I mean, for me it's
in the like this time around the world, I hate that everything you mention, every idea you mention can be taken as discrimination. You say, yeah. I don't like this. Half of the planet goes crazy because it somehow affects them. And no, but it's discrimination.
You know, I say it for me myself. I'm not saying that, I don't know, Korean guys look gay because they wear makeup. I just say that they don't like guys that put makeup because I don't like it. As, for example, guys that they have like gigantic acne in all their skin. I mean, okay, this is not their fault, but are we sure that they at least... or like guys that they don't take showers.
This is unbelievable. There also, girls, there are girls that they don't shower and they try to cover it with lots of perfume. Oh my God!
Yes.
I know that a smell between like sweat and that is covered with lots of so deodorant or perfume, unbelievable. Why don't you take shower, especially if the weather is hot? Just take your time, 10 minutes, even just to rinse your body.
I don't know. I really don't understand this. For me, it's super nice to take a shower.
Me too. I find it so refreshing. I sometimes take 2 showers per day, one in the morning before starting so that I wake up, and one in the like late afternoon or evening after I did my walk or sport. You feel that you are a little bit dirty because you got sweaty. Or for instance, when I play drums, I get sweaty all the time. After that, I always do shower. And by shower, it's not like a bath for 2 hours.
No.
You go, you just put some shampoo, etc. And you get rid of the sweat. You feel refreshed and you continue. It's like 5 minutes, 10 minutes for your life.
Yeah. But I met some girls like this, and it's disgusting as well. But yeah, I mean, it's taste, you know. Maybe there are girls that they like guys that smell bad. I don't know.
Unbelievable. But to be honest, the only thing that in my life that smells bad is my some of my motorcycle equipment. And each time I put it quite away from everybody because you get very sweaty. You can get very sweaty when you ride motorcycle, and literally you don't have any other choice. So some of the things that I use, they smell. For instance, my gloves. Your hands also get sweaty and they smell. But yeah, what can you do? I always wash my hands after motorcycle.
Well, so just to close the episode, if you want to date a sweaty guy, it's up to you to stand the smell.
For me, I don't understand. My man smells manly.
Oh my God, it's so disgusting. Did I tell you that once I dated a guy that he was not taking a shower before he was dating me?
It's just rude, in my opinion.
For me, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, okay, I shower, but then I bike to your place and I get sweat. Because even if you do like this, you don't smell so much.
Yeah. But no, I think when you sweat, like because of the sports, and it's not that smelly that much. But if you start to smell because you didn't shower for 2 days or 3 days, it's a different kind of smell.
Yeah. So
basically, we are talking about everything. Yeah. We started with Tinder profiles for metalheads. Guys, just shower, wash your hands.
Yes, exactly.
And girls also, please, you also shower. Because believe me, a girl can smell as bad as a guy if they are sweaty.
And I would like to point it out, guys, if you're on a date, I don't want to put so many expectations, also girls, but please clean your private parts.
Yeah.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, and with this message, thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.